Today I feel like a professional athlete. I am on the 703 train from Euston to Birmingham. I am going to Birmingham to attend the Runner's World magazine bootcamp training session. This is part of the magazine's competition to give four lucky winners professional training to run the Paris Marathon in April 2013. My understanding is that out of a few thousand people who entered the competition, they have now whittled this down to about 40 who are all attending this bootcamp training session today. Out of the 40, they will pick a lucky 24 who will be asked back in December, and from that number, they will pick four who they will train in the new year. I think the reason I feel like a professional athlete today is due to a phenomenon called cognitive dissonance. According to everyone's favourite academic authority, Wikipedia, cognitive dissonance is a term used in modern psychology to describe the feeling of discomfort when simultaneously holding two or more conflicting cognitions, that's ideas, beliefs, values, or emotional reactions. In a state of dissonance, people may sometimes feel disequilibrium, that's frustration, hunger, dread, guilt, anger, and very importantly in my case, embarrassment. This morning, I am definitely holding two conflicting cognitions. The first is that I am a 41-year-old man who is a television executive working at the BBC. The second is that only serious athletes dress in sports gear as I am right now and get the 703 train to Birmingham to run around a track as part of a competition. If I'm not a serious athlete, then what on earth am I doing waiting for my train? In the Wikipedia definition of cognitive dissonance, I'm experiencing embarrassment that comes with the condition. I feel I'm play-acting at being an athlete, deluding myself that I'm a proper athlete. And at 41, I should definitely know better. And so to resolve this cognitive dissonance, or to achieve this term called cognizance, I can do one of two things. One, just turn around and go back to work and forget all this marathon nonsense. Or two, say I'm a professional athlete. I am not about to turn around and change into my work clothes and head to the office, and so I'm left with option number two, and that is to feel like a professional athlete. And now, come to think of it, I believe this is the reason why so many people take up running in later life. It can be the athletic equivalent of playing Dungeons & Dragons or Second Life. You are creating a new alternative identity for yourself. By day, I may be a mild-mannered television executive, but by night, or in this case, very early in the morning, I am an athlete. I may not be on par with Olympians like Jessica Ennis or Mo Farah, but I have joined their club. Exercise has long been recognised to keep you healthy, not only physically, but mentally as well. But possibly, on the mental level, marathon running and racing keeps you mentally well by providing you with a new identity of who you are. When you're bored of being whatever your day job is, you can say, I am an athlete. This isn't an experience you get just by going to the gym and working out, because saying I am a gym goer is not quite the same. Saying I'm an athlete, saying I'm a sportsman, I complete marathons, is quite different. So next time I'm at a dinner party and someone asks what I do, I think I'll tell them I am a marathon runner who also does a bit of television as well. And that's how I feel better about myself, recognising that running is not just about the physical act, it's also about forging a new identity of who I am and how I feel about myself. The picture today I took just before I got on the train, it's of Euston Station.